Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. And here's a little bit from the show today.
Talking about perks at work, it's interesting. 2 out of 5 people would say, you know what, I would actually take less benefits if my job was more flexible, meaning you could arrive and leave when you need to. You know, I will just say this, for working moms, this is tough. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, how do you balance dropping the kids off at the, you know, the drop-off line at school, picking them up after school with a job and everything?
Well, hey, you're a working dad and you have the same issues. So.
You're right. That's right, there's working dads out there, the same issue. Mm-hmm. Jenna is with us. Talk to us about your perks and everything.
I actually had a salaried job where I made decent money and had full benefits, and everybody was shell-shocked after we adopted our 5-year-old daughter, and I left for a lower-paying job, but I had way more flexibility. I could actually leave when my kids were sick. That's a huge plus for me.
Yes, I'd say so.
Now, question, with the previous job, would it have worked if they gave you the flexibility, or was it one of those jobs where you had to be a little more rigid with the schedule?
I tried, and he was just not willing to accommodate anything. It was a salary job, and he expected 50 to 55 hours a week regardless of the workload.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's hard on a family,
no
for sure.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And so are you currently working?
Yeah, I've been at this company now that I took the leap for about 12 months. And it's great to be able to get done and leave.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Get done and leave and not spend another 2 hours every day.
Exactly. And you're treated like an adult and trusted to do so. Wonderful.
That's huge.
Wow, treated like an adult. This is a very serious topic.
Okay.
That we're going to get into here. Do you believe that you think of yourself in the past, maybe better than you were? And here's where I'm getting at. My lovely bride, her mom posted this thing on Facebook, and it was this chore chart that had all the different chores. Actually, I think this is a brilliant idea. And next to each chore was the money that you would get for doing the chore.
Oh, okay.
So like if you did this, whatever chore it was, here's a little baggie. And attached inside is 50 cents.
Oh,
and for
I like
this
it.
Chore, there's $1. And it was all visual. And her mom posts this on Facebook and says, I would have done this.
Okay.
And this is what I heard from my wife. Would have done this? We had to do chores just to do chores. Just because we lived there, we had to do chores. We never got paid to do chores. So it brings to mind, do you think of yourself a little rosier, and do you shiny up your past? Do you realize you're doing that?
Oh, very interesting. So like her mom is picturing herself as the type of mom who would have paid for chores.
Exactly.
And Becky's like, no way.
That wasn't you. Not at all.
You know, I think of my grandmother immediately, who constantly throughout her life would tell us all that her children, meaning my mom and my uncle, never did a single thing wrong. They were perfect children. She never had to discipline.
And we know that's not true. Wow.
I'm like, wow, Mom.
What is that?
You were superhuman.
I know.
Or Grandma's taken on a whole new view.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, they do say that your memories are mostly positive of things. Your brain kind of scrubs stuff, but does that clean up your act?
I hope so.
Self-preservation.
That's right. Hey, I'm just curious if you've noticed that, or maybe somebody in your family is kind of the same way, that like they start talking, it's like, I'm sorry, it didn't pan out that way. We got to know from you. Give us a call, 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
So the spouse is away, and someone's going to play. This is interesting. We found that an overwhelming majority of spouses, when one is out of town or something, you're going to do things normally you wouldn't do.
Right.
Stuff that they don't like.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry.
You're going to have a great time with it, too.
I'm going to not make my bed. Yeah. And here's somebody who agrees with me. She says, absolutely freedom to totally relax, watch my Hallmark movies, and not have to wait on anyone except myself. Some much-needed me time.
This one says, yes, I'm guilty of eating a lot of chocolate when my husband left and couldn't see me. Didn't like chocolate, not even the smell of it. So when he left, I indulged.
Ooh.
Yes, okay. All the chocolate for you.
I like that. Family Life Radio.
Listening to you, I thought, you know, it's not always about me. It's sometimes we all do things that might irritate our husband or our wife, and, you know, that's a good time to do those things when they're not around. So it's not always about me. With that being said, I crank my stereo up as loud as it can go. There's nobody around.
Time for that good news of the day. What is God doing in your life? What's your good news? Call us at 888-888-9976. Jace is with us. Now, how old are you?
Almost eight.
Eight.
Almost eight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just call it eight.
Yes. You know?
Yeah. Might as well round it up.
Yes.
So, like, when I had a fundraiser at school, I usually don't get any of, like, these really cool prizes.
So that's where you have to, like, sell so many candy bars or so many of whatever, and then if you sell so many, then you can get a prize.
But I finally got one.
Oh, well, fun. What did you get?
I won, like, silly string, basketball, paint, gardening stuff.
Gardening stuff.
Are you going to grow something?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Well, what are you going to grow?
I'm going to grow pumpkins. I'm going to grow peas. I'm going to grow sunflowers. I'm going to grow, like, pumpkins. And I'm going to grow squash.
Squash? Mm-hmm. Man.
That's always a good bet.
Well, we're so glad you won.
It was extra special for me, too, because we're going through a hard time.
What are you going through?
My parents had a breakup.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That must hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you doing with that?
Good.
Good.
Today I'm going to see my dad.
Today you're going to see your dad?
Yeah.
Well, I want you to know something, that what happened is not your fault.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And to me it's sad, but I know God has me.
Ooh, he does have you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we're so glad you won that contest.
Thank you.
Well, we love you. We care about you. You have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too.
What a cutie. I know there's gonna
be some brighter days. That is Blessing Offer. Song is called Brighter Days on Family Life Radio. We're Kanko, Fritz, and Friends. Blessing Offer is actually joining us this morning, has a brand new album called My Tribe.
So you were born in Nigeria.
Yes, sir. Born and spent the first 6 years in Nigeria, and then 180'd it all the way to Connecticut.
180'd it.
Yeah, I'll say. Wow.
My uncle lived here initially. He played professional soccer for the Nigerian national soccer team. He ended up playing for a bunch of universities out here. Initially, my coming here was to help treat glaucoma. I was born the youngest of six and born with congenital glaucoma. And there was a zero vision in my left eye, but a ton of vision in my right eye. And then we came to Yale when I was six to stabilize that vision.
Is that common? Glaucoma in
children?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So congenital glaucoma is actually quite, I don't think it's all that common. There's no one else in my family with anything like it. Sometimes you think to yourself, wow, that's the weirdest thing to happen. But then everything that came would not have been were it not for that.
Right.
So,
that's what, you know, got you here.
In late elementary school, I got shot in the eye with a water gun in the good eye, and it detached the retina in the good eye. So I lost most of the vision in the good eye again.
No.
When I tell this story at concerts, I literally go, you guys are about to say aw really hard. And then I tell that story.
And it's then true.
Everybody goes, oh, and I'm like, well, I told you.
So we're talking to artist Blessing Offer this morning here with Kinkle Fritz and Friends on Family Life Radio. Actually moved to Connecticut from Nigeria because born with a glaucoma in one eye and didn't have any vision. And then in elementary school, ended up getting shot with a water gun in the good eye and losing vision in that. Just two awful things to happen back to back.
Here's the thing. As that accident happened, we got an upright piano at the house. And all of a sudden, I couldn't do all the things I loved doing. But guess what was there? Was the piano. And then I jumped on that thing and became obsessed. And here we are. We always say, why do bad things happen to good people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a philosophy nerd, because I'm always like, you're making a lot of assumptions when you ask that question, because A, you're assuming you're the good person, obviously. And you're assuming... Right? Anytime someone asks that, I'm like, you're the good person, huh? Shocking. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's like, the question is, you want that bad thing to happen to who else? Like somebody right. else but you. And then if you were to pick who that should happen to, who would you pick? So it's mm-hmm. like life happens to all of us kind of all at the same time. And
yeah.
when it happens to you, however it happens to you, you wake up and deal. We all kind of have our own individual crosses to bear, as it were. And we're all uniquely equipped to bear it. And so when you look at anybody and you kind of hear the worst of the thing that happened to them, your natural reaction is to be like, oh, I'm glad that wasn't me, right? Which is perfect because it wasn't meant for you, right? But I think when people see someone that's blind or deaf or like these very cliche, quote unquote, disabilities, they're like, that's terrible, blah, 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 blah. But honestly, dude, I'm happier than 95% of people I know. And it's not some cheesy, like, you know, everything's going to be fine. It's just like God gave me a very joyful disposition, and I would not have it any other way. And I wouldn't trade blindness for vision if that meant I'd be a different person.
Family Life Radio. I know there's gonna
be some brighter day. It's Kankle Fritz and Friends here on Family Life Radio. We are joined by Blessing Offer this morning, and not the best Christmas holiday for your family. You guys suffered something pretty devastating.
My family, like almost 2 weeks ago, lost my sister.
Mm.
And it was just the hardest thing ever. It still is. In this family text thread, my brother had written, well, God has answered our prayers. And I said, Dad, what the heck? He said, God answered our prayers. And my dad goes, listen, sometimes prayers are answered in the negative.
Mm.
And that's an answer. It
well,
might not
true.
Be our favorite answer, but like, God did answer our prayers. And his point being, and again, it's like, I can't stress this enough. This is not a glib or like, dun, 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 dun. Like, it's not that simple. You know what I mean? But it is like, truly, truly, sometimes God says no. And the no is as important to wrestle with as the yes is to be happy about.
Hey, if you missed any of this interview, make sure you check it out on our podcast. Just search for Kankle Fritz and Friends wherever you get your podcasts. It's also on our new app, so make sure you download it.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, we'd love to know what is bringing you joy. Call right now, 888-888-9976. All right, well, tell us what's going on.
A year ago, we were blessed with my wife being pregnant when they told her she couldn't have children, and we've almost given up.
Sorry. That's awesome.
And so we have a four-month-old now. God has blessed us. Yep, we found out Saturday she's pregnant again. And my wife was actually very worried about how we were going to be able to do it because it was so soon. Well, the day before we found out, God blessed me with a new job opportunity.
Wow.
Going to keep her from having to go back to work.
Well, God kind of knew what you needed just at the right time.
Exactly. It's just, we had no idea that she was pregnant or anything. And, you know, we always question, like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? When he has a plan that far exceeds our expectations. And, you know, he's just blessed us in so many ways. And we're just so thankful.
That is good news.
It's awesome. And, you know, we love this station. I listen to you every day. I drive a lot for work, and it's just so uplifting to know he's always in my ear, one way or another. And he's always in my heart, but I hear him through y'all and what y'all do every day.
That's great.
It is.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976.
Hey, hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.